Yeah, I don't want to deal with that crap. That's why I've been mulling around. I don't think I want to lift it. It's listed in my website, but even at that, that's just a small listing. It's not really big. It does show that there's a repeater down on 446825, but and the PL is different from the coordination. It was 100, now it's 94.8. But even at that, yeah, I just don't want to deal with the drama. I really don't want to deal with any of it. And the repeater records. So if they want to act stupid, well, just turn them into the FCC. The FCC says I'm not responsible for other people's conduct, so that's a good thing. And I'll just leave it at that. And use D-Star. D-Star has priority over analog anyway. And that's what I'm going to use it for, D-Star. Mostly. It's capable of all starts in a bit. It's there because it is there, you know, it's capable of it. But it's not going to be anything else. I had an email from someone here locally. They asked me if I can switch it over to DMR too. I don't want to do DMR. I don't have any radios for it anyway. It's capable of DMR, but I don't, what's the point? Go build your own repeater. That's the bottom line. Go build your own repeater. I don't want to build a DMR repeater. I want a D-Star. D-Star and analog, and that's it. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to reallocate this thing. I think it's just going to stay the coordination as the back hill there. And, then, you know, technically, that back hill is only 15 miles, air miles away from me. So that is, we're really not that far away. And I'm definitely not going to interfere with anybody anyway. Because the other repeater pair is down there in Phoenix Metro on 446825. That's the only two pairs that are on that listing. It's me and that other guy. So I won't ever interfere with him ever. I think he's in Casa Grande, actually. But anyway, K6UBK.